97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Always a privilege sitting in for Mark as he takes some well-deserved time off. Got the great crew with me, as always. Got Ethan here, Sue, Fred. Always a good time. And joining us live is Duane Patterson. Writes for Hot Air. He produces Hugh Hewitt's show. A Politico kind of guy. Not Politico like the website, but a Politico in the good sense. How are
Boy,
you, my
am
friend?
Am I glad you cleared that up.
I did. I didn't want you to get mad at me, but, you know, before they picked that website, that was a cool, you know, term that people used to describe some other people, right?
Yes, it was. How are you, Heidi? Haven't talked to you in a while.
I'm doing well. It is good to talk to you. I see here that Mike Johnson is now asking Pam Bondi to explain the Epstein statement and kind of make things more transparent. You're not buying it? Okay.
I really wish at this point I could care about the story. I'm at the stage now where the only thing of interest to me is Bill Clinton's involvement. And then beyond that, because honestly, if there was something on Donald Trump, because the left is trying to embrace it now as though they've never been in power before, right? And so the Democrats are, Hakeem Jeffries and people in the Senate are saying, oh, we need to release all these files. We have to have all of this disclosure. Well, where were they the last 4 years? And if you think there's something bad on Donald Trump in there, which is what their inference is, don't you think we might have seen that by now?
Right. They would have pulled it out. They would have had it, and they would have pulled it out. By the way, how about Gavin Newsom harassing J.D. Vance and his family when they're in California trying to enjoy Disneyland? How low class is that?
Gavin Newsom is really a special kind of stupid, a special kind of slimy. So I just got back. My wife and I were on an Alaska cruise, right? So we go up to Juneau and all the stuff that you do on an Alaska cruise. It was grand. I was too cheap to pop for the data plan on the cruise. So I was totally unplugged for the entire last week. I get home on Sunday. And what hits my inbox first? That Gavin Newsom and the Democrats in California are now totally in the camp of defending illegal child labor as long as it's harvesting pot fields. I mean, you can't make this stuff up in this state.
You can't make it up. You know, it's amazing to me. We're speaking with Duane Patterson. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon. You know, it's amazing. He was just down in South Carolina, as you know, a couple days ago. I mean, does this
running
guy really
president.
Think his... Yes. Does he really think his shtick's going to fly in South Carolina? I mean, is he that completely devoid of awareness?
Yes. Yes. The short answer is yes. Gavin Newsom thinks that he has got what Kamala Harris never had, which is charisma. And he does have charisma.
Yes, he does.
He does have charisma. But what he can't get away from is how rotten the rest of the country views California governance. Nobody in the country is clamoring for, gee, if only we could take what's going on in California and nationalize it. No blue state is even saying that.
Yeah, California would be Haiti if it weren't for the federal government. Can we be honest about that, please, Duane?
Yes.
I mean, come on, you know and I know.
Yes, we're at the point now.
Good.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Yes, I'm a Californian now. Have been my entire life. But as soon as my wife retires, I think we're probably gonna bail out because there's not much here worth saving. Have you seen that show Silo on Apple TV? You know about it?
Nope. Uh-uh.
Dystopian show where you can't go outside and some unknown entity 140 years ago builds a 144 level silo where everybody lives. All self-contained community in this silo. That is going to be the Pacific Palisades in season 3, because apparently the state senate in California just passed a measure that would allow the LA county authorities to basically steal the land out from under everybody. You can't build on it, you can't clear the land that burned. So we're going to buy it for dirt cheap. And it's not eminent domain. It's quote, voluntary. But we've made it so you can't use the land otherwise, and we're the only ones that can buy it.
Yeah,
and so they're going to basically they're going to steal the land out from under the people that had it, and they're going to put high-density, high-rise, low-income, high-density housing on it.
Well, I heard they were going to do that like in Altadena, but are they going to do that in Pacific Palisades too?
Yes, they're going to do it in the Palisades. The Palisades is going to be a giant silo of low-income people.
You know, I just saw some pictures yesterday, because I haven't been down in California for a while, that Adam Carolla posted looking down over the beach. I think it was Malibu. And not only are the houses not rebuilt, to your point, there's literally wreckage sitting there, you know, everything burnt, and that's not even cleared. I mean, I'm stunned at that, Dwayne.
They can't even get the permits to clear the land because there's environmental concerns of moving the debris that's there.
It's just
asinine.
Yeah, I had no idea. I mean, I knew they hadn't had a lot of permits and all that, but the idea that you're just going to let all of this... I have some friends who had a fire in their garage a couple months back, and it's quite a deal. The whole garage burnt. They had to go in and clear everything out, but they do. They clear it out. They put it in the dumpster. They do this. They do the asbestos abatement. They did stuff. They've been doing things. They put all the new trusses up. I mean, they're doing it one step at a time. Meanwhile, Pacific Palisades, nothing's happening at all.
So there is a former military base, helicopter base, in Orange County. And it used to have two huge blimp hangars in one city in Orange County. And one of those hangars burned to the ground because a bunch of homeless people were in it and accidentally set fire to it and burned it to the ground. Mm-hmm. Once they finally got to the site and were able to start to clean it up, it was so full of toxic waste that they had to spray all this kind of goo to kind of keep it from blowing away. They still haven't cleaned the rest of it up. This has been going on for 2.5 years, and it's acres and acres and acres of land, and all that's left is the 4 concrete corner posts for where the doors were of this hangar. So we now have in Southern California our own version of Stonehenge.
No, but the funny, not funny part is that this is what the entire country would look like. Inefficiency. I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago when you had Pete Buttigieg in charge of transportation. They had a wreck, a car overturned on the freeway between California and Vegas. People were on the road in 100-degree weather for 44 hours. They could have gone down. They could have called the base right there. You've got Fort Irwin right there. You could have called the base. They could have put some stuff that would have gotten cars off the road. I talked to a friend of mine who's a retired general. I said, "General, they could have gotten those cars." He said, "Of course. They put, I guess it's a bridging or whatever. They put it down. They can get tanks off the road. Of course they could have done it. 44 hours these cars sat there. This is California because Gavin Newsom never made a phone call to Fort Irwin to get the problem solved. This could be the entire country." That story didn't get a lot of attention. I know you know about it, but a lot of people didn't. And it's important because it's indicative of the way they think.
It's sclerotic and neurotic at the same time. And you mentioned Pothole Pete Buttigieg, former mayor of Fort Bend, Indiana. He is... trying to make some noise like he's going to run for the primary, too. I don't think he's got the charisma to compete with Gavin Newsom. I know Kamala Harris is flirting with a run again. Honestly, there's no bench. There is no bench on the Democratic side right now. I know Cory Booker's been acting like he wants to run. But honestly, if you're the Democratic Party, who are you going for right now?
Right. There is no bench, to your point. They have, and not only do they have nobody, they have no ideas. I mean, when you have the guy who created ChatGPT, and you know the story, backing up and saying, I'm politically homeless now. He's even backed off from the Democrats. He's been a Democrat for decades. A lot of money this guy has. I mean, a lot of people are backing away from them because we don't even know who they are anymore.
Right. This is a party. This is a group of people that, coming back in where we started, they are defending child labor. I mean, 14-year-olds working a pot crop fields. And the reason they're supporting it, the reason they're defending it, is because Donald Trump is against it on the other side. And as long as Donald Trump's against something, we have to be for it. Well, that's not really the way to have a winning party.
Yeah, I posted something on my Facebook page the other day about the situation, and I had a liberal friend of mine pop in, and he says, oh, I guess you don't care about the children who are being separated. I said, no, I care about the kids who are being forced to work in the pot fields, and there's a lot worse going on with the kids, as you know, in the fields where other things are growing, and they're setting up little brothels in there, and the little kids who've disappeared in the country. I said, I care about them, because when you have a border that's not controlled, and you've got still illegals running around, you have to make sure these kids are being taken care of, and nobody's asking. And if you're getting separated from your family, it's because, you know, maybe you had a baby with an illegal. Well, that's on you. That's on you. It's not my fault.
Absolutely. Babylon Bee, one of my favorite sites I go to look at a couple times a day. They now have a piece about Gavin Newsom starting a brand new Underground Railroad, channeling a bunch of Mexican kids into the pot fields of Camarillo.
It's not funny. It's not funny, but that's the attitude, right? They don't care if these kids are being taken advantage of. Nobody cares about the exploitation of these children.
You remember Nancy Pelosi? Nancy Pelosi, who everything in her career has been about the children. It's always about the children, right? And what is Nancy Pelosi doing about this? She's saying nothing about it. Remember, Gavin Newsom is her nephew, right? And you're not seeing anybody want to say anything about this story other than, well, but it's wrong. We need to leave the status quo. The marijuana field, the marijuana crop, that's too big of an industry in California. We rely on it. We've got to leave things alone. But no, you don't leave it alone. You're literally using forced child labor. What's next? You got to go take the Uyghurs from China and have them replace them? I mean, what's next?
Yeah, and I'm thinking about the RNC running. All they have to do to run ads against Gavin Newsom is, you know, just roll a car down Huntington Beach and these various places in San Francisco where all the homeless are there with their motorhomes and all these things and the trash and all this stuff and say, is this what you want your state to look like? I mean, it's very simple, yes or no.
Yeah, the ads literally write themselves. Yes. Steve Hilton, who's running for governor out here for the Republicans, I have no idea if he's got a. I like him a lot. I have no idea if he has a chance or not. But things are going so bad for the Democrats right now that Hilton, I saw a couple different polls out where he's pulling 19-20% in a multi-person field. He actually could do something. Just because the Democrats are that incompetent.
Wow. Wow, and he's a smart guy. And how long has he been in America? I know he's a Brit, right?
Yeah, he actually used to be the chief of staff for Cameron, David Cameron.
Okay.
When
okay.
Cameron was prime minister.
Okay. Real sharp guy. Well, you know, listen.
Yeah. Conservative chops, but he's been here in the States for, I don't know, 15 years.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, California is just a disaster. And I don't know what the Palisades and how many people who moved out of California because they don't have houses anymore, how much that would factor into an election. We don't know. But what we do know is we don't want the entire country looking like California. That's for sure. Dwayne, great talking to you as always. Please give Hugh my very best.
Will do. Will do. Take care.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Reardon.